This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
108, Chad Hartman back here on Newstalk 830 WCCO. Adam Carter and Dan Cook also here. We're here till 3. Paul and Jordana follow us. And as Adam just pointed out, chance to see the power of esports and what is taking place when the Twins should be playing their home opener today. We've got a version of it that we're going to show to you on WCCO Radio Facebook. Adam was saying last hour was blown away by how realistic it truly is. So it's worth checking it out. Head to Facebook. You should be following us on Facebook already. Our show, Chad Hartman Show, and WCCO Radio. And check it out at 3:10. Speaking of the Twins, Taylor Rogers, the Twins closer, he's going to join us at 1:35. Taylor obviously had a fantastic year last season.
I'm told he blows the game today. Early reports. So you can impress him on that.
What if I tell him that?
You know, your virtual self is horrible. Do you know that, Taylor?
He'd actually laugh because he secretly has a pretty good sense of humor. Maybe what we should do is after the games take place, when there is a goat, have him on and just what the hell happened?
Play the clips.
Did you choke?
Jeez.
What? Thanks a lot for letting Minnesota down when we need you. Okay, what are we going to do on the mask situation? Because every day we get a slightly different version. And it appears closer and closer to we all should be wearing masks. Eric Garcetti is the mayor of this tiny little hamlet I like to call Los Angeles, California. And he is saying, as of late yesterday, everybody in the city should start wearing some form of face coverage. Doesn't have to be a mask. Don't take the mask from the doctors and nurses, but if you're going out, you need a mask. The World Health Organization is still saying these are unnecessary. Did you wear, Adam Carter, your pseudo mask that you talked about yesterday to work again today?
I did not.
Did not?
I'm a fraud.
Because you said yesterday, why not?
Well, the thing is I think if I'm going to be like in a store, I will wear it. But in the 4 or 5 blocks I walk, I don't see anybody. So
is it that dead too downtown?
Yes.
That you walk. I know where you walk. You walk basically where I park too.
Yep.
That today as you walked,
I saw
you did not see
people.
A soul.
On average, I'll see 2 people.
Yeah. Do you run up to them and try to talk to them just to engage in some conversation?
How about a hug? Come here.
Just because nobody wants random hugs more than you during normal times. I'm sure you really want one right now. Okay, text me 651-989-9226 or call, same number. And Dan, let's put it on the Twitter machine.
Okay.
With the new information coming out from Los Angeles, where the mayor is saying everybody should wear a mask. CDC saying we may be headed that way. And the World Health Organization still saying, no, it's unnecessary. What are you doing about wearing a mask? I have to go out today for something that's essential. Should I wear the mask? I will be around a few people. Am I making a fool of myself? Well, I do that on a regular basis. But am I making a foolish medical decision if I don't find something? Because almost everybody has something. You could come up with an article of clothing and use this to cover yourself. They're telling us still, though, at least as of 2 days ago, that if you go to a grocery store or someplace like that, Adam and Dan, and you wear gloves, that could be even more of a problem. Because I was tempted to wear gloves if I had to go to a Target or the rare grocery store visit. But the stories I saw said that would be a mistake. Are we days away from all of us wearing a mask? I'm not sure we're days. I think we're weeks. I really do. I think we're going to get to a point where everybody is going to be encouraged to wear a mask. And then I want to know the question, the answer to this question. Should we have been doing this all along? And was most of the pushback to this idea driven by we didn't have the masks, so we didn't want to create a panic? Because I think that's going to be a very important question. We don't have enough masks yet for doctors and nurses. When the president says, I don't hear any concern about medical supplies. You heard Walz yesterday. I heard comments from or read about him, 10 to 15 governors, Adam, saying we all are behind in medical supplies. Is that what this was all about all along? I think that's a very fair question. Are you concerned that they really wanted to tell us that we should be wearing masks all along? And do you think we're pretty close to we're all going to be wearing masks? Where do you stand?
I think, yes, more people will be wearing masks. I don't know if there'll be an actual mandate to get some sort of mask, but I think the problem now was the problem 2-3 weeks ago and a month ago is that we don't want people going into stores saying, oh, give me those N95 masks that are so valuable that others, people on the front lines, the nurses, the doctors, medical professionals, won't be able to get them. That's the problem.
Can you even get those in stores, though?
I don't think so.
I think Target, pulled them off the shelves. I mean, that's the thing.
What I'm saying is like a month ago, they said, you need to wear a mask. Yeah. You know, then suddenly, and I don't know, online maybe you can probably still get one for $500 or whatever. But, I mean, the fact that we're at that point where, and even, I mean, going just kind of off top, but the states having to bargain with each other and try to outbid other states.
It's ridiculous. We've been on that one all along. It's embarrassing. And that's where I get states need to do things, right? It isn't 100% the responsibility of the federal government. I go back to the FEMA head we had on, Dan, a couple of weeks ago, mm-hmm. who was the former FEMA head during the Obama administration. Little we know, had just ended up conversation with Andy Slavitt, by the way, who's going to join us next week, and grew so frustrated by what Slavitt said, he just walked off air. And then he came out with us, and you could tell he still was passionate, but I had no idea that it happened. Yeah. But his point was states don't know all the things they can do. But there's no way that Walz should be negotiating its Newsom or Cuomo on masks or ventilators. That is absurd. That's where the federal government should be running this situation all along. So let's do this. Let's pause. I want to hear what you have to say on the mask. Are you confused by what you should do? We get the default idea that is it going to hurt me in any way? In the limited times you're going out over the next few days, few weeks, do you think it's going to change? Because I don't think it's going to change in the next few days. But I think in the next few weeks, we are headed that way. Let me know on the mask situation. We've asked you on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show, or you can call or text at this number, 651-989-9226. Among the texts coming in on the mask situation, we can take good phone calls too, 651-989-9226, but Dan is a tough screener. My wife is a first responder. If you have any mask, wear it in public. You alluded to this a little bit. Actually, all of us did. If you wanted to get a mask right now, where would we get one? The stores don't have them anymore, I assume.
I mean, what kind of masks are we talking about?
Not
carpenter mask?
Not the N95 mask, but more of a conventional mask that we see doctors and nurses wearing. Just the wild, wild west of the internet?
Well, I just looked on Amazon right now for...
Get off your normal site.
This is okay. Carpenter mask, so I've got anti-pollution sports mask, activated carbon air filters, and two valves, level 3 respirator mask. It says $17.99 free shipping, but I doubt that's going to come anytime soon. If you bought that, it probably...
Yeah, most people are at this point are going to be using scarves or going to be using handkerchiefs.
I think that's what they're going to do. Right?
Get it as soon as May 22nd. That's what it's in stock, but you're not going to get it till May 22nd.
You're dead by then, but we'll still deliver. Texter says more in stores today wearing masks than 2 days ago, along with the gloves. Menards has a sign saying their suppliers have redistributed the masks to care facilities. I think wearing a mask, these are texts. I think wearing a mask is a good idea. However, they can't be found anywhere similar to toilet paper. The toilet paper craze has not slowed down, correct?
I don't think so.
I've not looked for toilet paper in a little bit. We're going to need to look for toilet paper relatively soon. We're still just that freaked out that we will not be able to get to a store. So we have to get toilet paper. We're not any better than this yet.
Come on.
You know, probably could help
a Twitter feed lately.
What's that?
Have you checked a Twitter feed lately?
No, I know.
Facebook comments? Interesting, though, I was just looking at more masks here on Amazon. So here's a 3M performance respirator mask. And you click on it, and it says available only for hospitals and government agencies directly.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah, I just think it's incredibly difficult right now for the average citizen to get one. I'm putting you now in charge for the three of us. Get us a mask. And help out.
Well, here's one. Trick or Treat Studios Halloween Michael Myers 1978 Halloween mask.
Fine. I'll wear it. Well, I put this on Twitter the other day. Q does have the full dinosaur suit.
Uh-huh.
I need to go out later today. Should I wear the full dinosaur suit?
Please do.
If we could do that and videotape me while I'm doing errands, that would be fantastic. Not really errands, essential things that we need right now, including things for Quentin. My wife works at the Mayo. She is working the COVID test line today in full face shield gear. Wear a mask if out. Better than nothing. Our best to your wife and to the doctors who are dealing with patients every single day. And a lot of them, it just breaks your heart, Adam. You know, you talk about Heidi. Your ex-wife is dealing with this.
Yep.
And you still haven't seen the kids, right, in 3 weeks?
Today is 3 weeks.
Man, that is hard.
Yep.
You know, because people are coming home to their houses and just going right to their basements, or they're not coming home to their houses because they're so fearful of what they could be bringing home. Brian Kemp is the governor of Georgia. I really have paid very little attention to Brian Kemp. He had the very contested race with Stacey Abrams. He was the attorney general at the time, wasn't he? And there were a number of rulings that were taking place on who could vote, when they could vote, and it looked like voter suppression. And, of course, he was making those rulings while he was a candidate. Seemed like an objective person to be making those decisions. So I didn't see this until this morning. But yesterday, he was trying to inform Georgians on some new information of COVID-19. Dan Cook, play the audio.
You know, I think it's the reason I'm taking this action. It's like I've continued to tell people, I'm following the data. I'm following the advice of Dr. Toomey. Her and I both mentioned in our remarks, finding out that this virus is now transmitting before people see signs. So what we've been telling people from directives from the CDC for weeks now, that if you start feeling bad, stay home. Those individuals could have been infecting people before they ever felt bad. Well, we didn't know that until the last 24 hours. And as Dr. Toomey told me, she goes, this is a game changer for us.
How stupid is this guy? We've known this for weeks and weeks. The CDC is located in Georgia. Has he heard of the internet? Has he heard
Apparently
of
not.
Has he heard of listening to doctors?
This is a game changer.
Game changer. He just found out that asymptomatic people can have COVID-19. Honestly, we've known this for months, right? And it's one of the greatest dilemmas and challenges with this. And Governor Goofball, who is, I mean, Georgia population. I wish I had President Trump here. He would know it because nobody knows Georgia better than Donald Trump.
72 million.
Exactly. Whatever the elevation is, he would pick at this point.
10.5 million as of 2018.
Okay. He's the main conduit of information. And he's telling, acting like this is a revelation when it's been out there for weeks and weeks and weeks. You're his press person, Adam Carter. And you are asked questions on how Governor Hillbilly had no idea what the hell he was talking about. How are you going to try to explain this one?
Go on the attack.
Exactly.
You didn't hear him correctly. He was speaking out of context. More Ooh. Fake news, more. That's a nasty question.
Yeah. Cutie pie. Hey, why are you such
Don't
a
get cute, cutie,
cutie
pie?
Pie. Lame stream media. Cook, my new policy, if you're this dumb about COVID-19 and you're the governor, you automatically are out. Automatically removed from office.
It's astonishing. You asked me to pull that audio, and I was listening to it this morning and just shaking my head. I don't understand. I'm trying to think through permutations of, you know, there's been, you know, updated information, and how does this get lost into that? And I can't come up with anything. You know me, I'm always trying to give people the benefit of the doubt, and I can't come up with anything.
Side.
I can't come up with anything for this. This is just not paying attention. And as a leader of a state, you cannot afford to be not paying attention in these times.
It's absolutely staggering. How about Malaysia? Which one of the three of us knows Malaysia best?
Carter,
big Malaysia guy.
Oh yeah.
Give us a nugget about Malaysia.
There are 58 million people in Malaysia.
So Malaysia was trying to help out because we're all stuck together, right? We're all together. It's a challenge. It's daunting. So Malaysia's Ministry for Women, Family, and Community Development issued a series of online posts on Facebook and Instagram. By the way, if you're wondering, the three of us all worked for Malaysia's Minister for Women, Family, and Community Development before we came here. And among their main point was they were advising the nation's women to help the country by not nagging their husbands. They pointed out that, you, among other things, you should avoid wearing home clothes, dress up as usual, put on makeup, dress neatly, and don't be sarcastic or question your husband. You've had these policies with Jen for years. It's really nothing new, is it?
Right. Finally, Malaysia has seen the light.
Who's dumber? Dan Cook,
the man
who wants to see better angels.
Oh,
Governor
no.
Kemp or the Malaysia Ministry for Women, Family, and Community Development?
That's a tough call.
That is a tough one.
I have to go with the governor only because that's risking people's lives. This is rather benign stupidity in Malaysia.
Yep.
Stupidity, but benign.
It is good. I'd like, can you get them on the line? Can we try to interview them tomorrow?
We can effort, yeah.
Adam, will you repurpose that? Will you butler that?
Oh, you know it.
You know? Maybe that's what we should be doing on our Twitter feed. That the Minnesota Ministry for Women, Family, Community Development just said, dress pretty, look nice, and just say whatever you say, sir, to your husband. That's basically what they're saying. Last thing, and then we'll pause. We'll get to Taylor Rogers. Do you guys go to the Nextdoor app? Do you guys have that at all?
I do not.
Is that the one where you're snitching on your neighbors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Back when I owned a house, I was on it for about 2 weeks, and then I realized this is ridiculous.
Yeah. I have it. I have no idea why I have it. But I'm now reading a couple stories where what's taking place now on Nextdoor in a lot of towns across America is you're bartering. You're saying, I've got a couple dozen eggs. I'll trade my dozen eggs for 6 rolls of toilet paper. Or, you know, I've got some butter here, but we need paper towels. How are you feeling about this role of Nextdoor and are you going to trust these people?
No.
No, I'm not. Cook, again, you're the better angel.
Yeah.
Unless I am very close friends with this particular neighbor and I'm trading them for food, no, we're not there yet. Well, I hope we never get there, but I'm not there that Pete from 6 blocks away is about to give me some milk and I'm going to trade him 3 rolls of toilet paper.
You think he's poisoning the milk?
I'm not trusting him.
I think it's fascinating that we've literally in 2020 reverted to the barter system.
Yeah.
But I suppose it makes sense, you know, if there's a shortage of certain supplies that people are just going to take care of it on their own and do what they have to do to get it.
Yeah. If we get to the point where grocery stores are done, the Targets of the world are done, Adam, then I'll go to the barter system. Right now, I think I'm good on my own.
Yeah, you wait till you run out of toilet paper and then say that.
Leaves. Oh, I'll be bartering away.
Leaves.
Yeah, that's right.
How many magazines you got lying around the house?
Have you been storing leaves to be prepared, Adam?
No.
Might want to think about it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.